Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present the McCalls.
At last. My love has come along.
This movie's a fuck it. You ain't even gonna get into it. This movie is a fuck it. The devil's due.
Wow, you couldn't even wait 30 seconds. Not even 10. To get into why.
Waste people's time on this whatever and shit. Because I can tell you this right now. It is damn near shot for shot. The Devil Inside Part 2 or whatever. The way it sets up from the beginning, the middle, and even the fucking ending. And
yeah. I remember standing there saying,
fuck you movie.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'll give this one tiny little point over Devil Inside. At least this had a third act. At least this somewhat came to a conclusion. Well, kind of, but...
I'm about to say no, then no. Let me just go ahead and get to the ending. It pretty much repeats from the beginning, and then the screen goes off, and it says Devil Do. And they put this cheesy-ass electronic, hardcore electronic music in there or whatever to make it sound like it was Evil Dead. So now I was looking at this like, you... That's the fuck you movie. I remember standing up, me and the people out there, we stood up and said, fuck you movie or whatever. I was like... I can't believe that was the longest. This movie's only an hour and 26 minutes, people, and it was the longest fucking hour and 26 minutes ever. I would rather watch Ride Along back to back again before I saw this shit again.
Wow.
That's how fucking horrible this movie was, whatever. Nothing fucking happens. It literally steals, pretty much it's the found footage genre or whatever. It steals scenes. I even seen just how the way it's shot and shit like that, straight out of Paranormal Activity or fucking thing. It'll show you, set up a scene, something will happen, like little mild little thing, and you're like, oh shit, about to get deep. Screen cuts off, go to the next scene. We're like, okay, you know what?
Well, this is one of those movies where I was looking at it, and I was like, it was what I like to call the horror PG-13 factor.
Was it rated R or PG-13?
I couldn't tell. I think it's PG-13 because you're right. There's not a lot of blood, and that was kind of the thing. I thought this was R going in. I did.
Oh, it is R. It's rated R.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
What the fuck got in an R?
I guess there was blood in here or whatever. I mean,
oh, yeah. I guess at the ending whenever they show her cutting her stomach open.
I mean, she was rubbing blood on the floor. That girl the dude's sister he killed or whatever, I guess that. And then the animals, they were, I don't know if that gets rated R or whatever, but there was animals that were bleeding.
I don't know. Like, there wasn't really enough. I think this is one of those movies that these guys, they wanted to go a lot farther with the gore. Like, I got that feeling watching it, because there were shots where it would show a gore shot and they would, like, cut away from it fast. And it's like, that looks...
I don't think they knew what the fuck they were doing. I think they knew exactly what they were doing. We only gonna give them a teaser. I don't think they wanted to go further. They just pretty much copied off the paranormal shit or whatever. It's just like, hey, we're gonna show you this and then cock tease you by cutting it off or whatever. It's like, oh, fuck you movie or whatever. I'm getting so sick of these fucking found footage movies.
Something with found footage movies after this one is that found footage movies, I come to the conclusion that found footage movies do not let you build or establish character. Which makes you not give a shit.
Or scenes, for that matter, too.
There's that, too. Unless if you're really creative. Chronicle.
Yeah. Well, at least Chronicle. Chronicle didn't cut off, like, we're going to show you something cool, then cut the scene off, go to the next morning. It's like, I don't want to see that shit, whatever. Are you going to finish this scene out or not, whatever? There was so many just plot jumps or whatever. Not even plot jumps, story jumps, whatever. Like, oh, one moment it's there, and the next moment it's there. It's just like... I'm so fucking... In the first 20 minutes, whatever, that camera's all over the goddamn place.
Sloppily filmed and edited, which is a shame, because these guys did a short film that I actually really liked.
Like any of these guys, so...
Yeah, I can imagine. Like,
I can't stand these guys I worked on. I looked up their resume. I was like, oh, fucking great or whatever and shit. And the people that was there with me just kept hitting me in the arm. I was like, stop hitting me, goddammit. They were like, you fall asleep. I was like, I'm not sleeping. My eyes are just doing something. Shit. It was so annoying watching this fucking movie. The first, I was just like, oh my god, we're back at this shit, whatever. I didn't know it was found footage. I had a twitch and I was like, oh, it may be found footage, maybe not, whatever. I didn't really pay too much attention to trailers and shit like that, whatever. And then the first 5 minutes, they pretty much show you it's a found footage, whatever. And then they just keep switching that camera. It's all over the place. I'm seeing a floor, a wall, half a person's body and shit. And I'm like, Well, who thinks this is good?
Well, I was telling someone about this because they were like, oh, it's a possession movie. Like, you know, what? But it's a found footage. It'll be like Paranormal Activity and The Conjuring. I was like, no. Because let me explain the difference between The Conjuring and something like Paranormal Activity when it comes to possession movies. The Conjuring actually shows you shit. The Conjuring is actually...
bullshit, but they show you shit.
Yeah, they at least are able to establish everything because there's not a goddamn shaky cam giving you only half the picture. You see everything, and you understand everything because The Conjuring takes its time to build its characters. Found footage movies do not.
I was actually hoping to get a glimpse of the devil this time. I mean, how many fucking devil... ever get to see the goddamn devil? I'm like, come on now. Shit, I want to see some horns or something like that.
Yeah,
I mean,
what does it tell you that the last time we saw the devil was in a comedy movie?
I was just about to say that. The only closest thing I'm going to get to the devil in a movie was fucking raping Jonah Hill's ass or whatever. And I was like, yeah.
And the fucking Cthulhu with a giant dong.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've never once. As many times we see this devil movies or whatever, it felt like they should have pushed this a little more or whatever it said. But you know what held it back? It's because it's a found footage film. Whatever.
Right. That's what I was trying to say, essentially, is that if this wasn't a found footage movie, they probably could have pushed this, at least in some directions, one way or another. And I guess that's what I'm trying to say, is that these found footage movies don't let you do that because that's one of the factors of them. You're supposed to give it, like, this quote-unquote realistic aspect that makes it seem like, oh my god, we have to run away from this because it's bad. No, that doesn't work, because that's not scary.
It's not real. That's what... we noticed some bullshit. Like, how many times they keep trying to convince us, like, oh, these events really happen. Because it opens up, first of all, I'm going to go ahead and say this. I know I said this, like, 2 years ago when we first did it, but I fucking hate when movies open up saying, especially horror movies,
Saying based on a true story?
Based on a true story. These events really happened or whatever.
Yeah. That's the scared dumbass teenagers. We all know that.
I'm so sick of seeing that shit, whatever, because that's already... that. Once you say that, you've already told me what your movie is going to be about, whatever, and you have to make it feel real, whatever. And that's the thing. We know this ain't real. We don't come here for realism, whatever.
We go to movies to escape, to get an alternate reality, and to get a story in that alternate reality.
Yeah.
If we want to see a realistic movie, that's what we go see, like, you know, Academy Award-nominated films for. Because most of those are realistic or based off true stories that actually fucking happen. Not horror films.
Yeah, so we got two people here. We got Allison Miller, Zach Guilford. He plays Zach McCall in the movie. She plays Samantha McCall. We find out that they're getting married at the beginning of the film. And they're going to go on their honeymoon, which, by the way... I don't know how they went from one country to another in a matter of hours. Or
the one magic of movie making.
You know, in 1 minute, they did the Michael Bay thing here. In 1 minute, they were in Rome. The next morning, they were in Brazil. I was just like, okay, they didn't jump ship to three different countries here in like a matter of an hour.
Right. I also love they do the based on a true story thing, and yet it's... two people that I've seen in a lot of stuff before, so it's like, you've already lost your bullshit.
Yeah, and there's even another one here, Vanessa Ray, who plays Susie in the movie, and yeah, I could have sworn I've seen her before. There's a lot of people I've seen here before, which is kind of...
it's a lot of TV actors.
Yeah, exactly. And they act like they were TV actors. Their acting was fucking hollow.
Yeah, Zach Guilford, his last film was The Last Stand.
Yeah.
Allison Miller, her last TV show, she was the female lead on Terra Nova.
Oh, God. That's the one.
Yeah, she was on Terra Nova and Go On, that Matthew Perry show on NBC.
Damn. Oh, fuck. I feel sorry for you, Samantha. But anyway, or Allison, whatever the fuck your name is, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and...
anyway, they're getting ready to go home, whatever, after they... or actually to the hotel after they meet this fortune teller. We're pretty much telling her... oh, you didn't have a family. You have a lovely husband. You have this and that. You're the undead child.
Yeah, it's like, oh, like, you have a lovely wife. Like, no,
she's just whispering some shit to her or whatever. I would imagine that before she tells you some shit like that, you probably should be worried or whatever, because in Brazil they practice that shit. So. You should be a little creeped out to the point where, yeah, you know what, fuck it. But then instead, they first of all, this dumbass white people in the first place, whatever. You're traveling and you don't know where you're fucking going. Okay, that already annoyed
me. Didn't we learn from the Chernobyl Diaries that doesn't work?
Exactly, whatever. You set up here, Oh, let's just go back to the hotel. Where is the hotel? Are we lost? How the fuck do you get lost?
Yeah, there's a thing called an iPhone now, which can pinpoint your location, and if you have the address of where you're staying, can direct you where to go.
And obviously, that the fact that they decided to walk, that means that they weren't that fucking far.
Right, and, you know, stuff like that tells me it's like, okay, this is, once again, this is lazy writing, because all you have to do is set up that, hey, maybe this is set in the 1990s before that stuff was around, so there was a possibility that maybe they could get lost because they just didn't get a map because they're dumbasses.
Well, I was going to say, you know why I didn't believe it was in 1990? Because when they got home, they had a fucking IMAX sitting right
inside. Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, just a little bit more thought put into it and you could have avoided that plot point, but...
Yeah, so then they get a taxi cab. I mean, this dude, he's talking about, oh no, I'll take you to a place. I'm going to tell you this, people, right now, any taxi driver that tells you, I'm going to take you to this place and stay or whatever, you need to tell him, fuck you and pull over right now.
Oh, don't worry. We're gonna go to cult meeting. What? I said we're gonna go to party.
I was like, God damn, this is hitting that. You brought up some party stereotype of white people. This is hitting that dumbass white people stereotype, or whatever. It's just like, I don't know not one nigga in the history of niggerdom. I don't know not one Negro that would let some random person just take them around town or whatever, because they'd be like, oh, nigga, you passed that police station twice now. What's going on here or whatever shit? I mean, like this forever. And the fact that they just like, hey, it's going to be okay. Just let him take us where you're going to take. What?
I hate to be that guy, but Hawk.
What? What? Who would do this? Like, so already... I don't like these people. I'm just like, they deserve anything that happens to them. I was like, and as soon as they get out the car, he takes them to the fucking barrio of Brazil and shit. Like, I'm just like, yeah, you deserve to get raped, bitch. I don't give a damn. He deserves to rape. He deserves to get shot, whatever. My dad was looking at me and was just, you know, whatever. Just let them go. Anyway, I was just like, yeah. So next thing you know, they're doing shots and shots and drinking at this party, whatever, getting down, whatever. And next thing you know, she's drunk. Put the camera away. Put it in my bag, whatever. Because the family has to put the camera in the bag because they don't want you to see what's about to happen.
Oh, of course not.
And what we get a glimpse of is the camera. The bag is down, so the camera's showing, and you see like this little devil worshiping sign on the ground, some candles lit in the bar. You hear people chanting, and then next thing you see this flashing light, and then they wake up back in their hotel room. He's just like, yeah, that's a cheap way of doing it because you didn't have the budget to do it. And actually, I'm getting kind of sick and tired of seeing that now, whatever. It's kind of getting annoying at this point, especially when I just saw it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, it was one of those things where, like, I was watching that scene and I was just like, you know, with these possession films, there's got to be a more clever way to do this shit. There has to be, like...
They did it back in the fucking 70s with the exorcism.
Well, what they did with the exorcism is just... Oh, fuck, it happened.
Exactly. So you mean tell me now with advanced technology, we can't even grasp the concept of that now?
Well, it's this thing of, like, people, like, we want an explanation as to why this would happen. And it's like, go look at The Exorcist. They give no explanation as to why that shit happened. And that's what makes it scary, because it's like, oh, fuck, this could happen to anyone.
And that was this movie. You don't need an explanation of what happens. I mean,
no! No, you fucking don't!
You don't need a fucking explanation. You're possessed by the devil. You're just possessed by the devil. That's just how it is, whatever. The devil picked you, whatever. So you were possessed or whatever. We don't give a shit about none of that. We want to know what the actions go. The reason why the movie pisses me off so much or whatever, is especially these kind of footage movies, and horror movies in general too, is because I have to sit through, and I remember I asked my dad, I said, what time is it right now, whatever? And she said, oh my God. She said, how long is this movie? I said, it's 1 hour and 26 minutes. She said, are you sure? I said, yes, I'm sure. What time is it? She said, only 42 minutes has passed by. I said, you have got to be fucking kidding me, because all we've seen of these two people, because it's just these two back and forth. We get to see their love life. We get to see what they do for a living. We get to see them, their family, their friends and all. I'm just like, I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Yeah.
I don't care.
That's their way of we're trying to set these people up as likable, and it's like, it's not working.
I don't like them at all, because you already established in the first 5 minutes, they're dumbasses.
Yeah.
And they deserve everything that's going to happen to them. Then you get, like, little tidbits of, oh, the baby gets bigger in her stomach, I guess. I don't know. That the effects on that look pretty fucking horrible when I was looking at that stomach. I was like, wow, really, or whatever. You get, like, tidbits of people just staring outside a window and shit like that. And I'm just like, Well, I don't know if you noticed, but you was in Brazil getting fucked up with some random ass stranger. So, you know what? Hey, you deserve it. You deserve to get raped.
The funniest to me was when the priest started getting the bloody nose and just collapsed.
Yeah, once again, devil inside. Yeah, yeah. See, you find that funny. I don't find that funny at all. See, if I can really pinpoint the points where it's just like, oh wow, they really just took the format of Paranormal Activity and Devil Inside here and made one movie. Like, who thought those two were good in the first place to even make a little child out of those two movies in the first place? I was like, no, nobody did. Nobody. So why would they even do that in the first place? Priest starts bleeding, whatever. I'm just looking down, just like.
Alright.
A nosebleed, really? This is really what we get into, whatever. When the fucking devil is gonna show up? That's what I wanna see. I wanna see the devil.
Yeah.
I was pissed off in this movie. My time never felt so much wasted. I actually hated this movie more than Paranormal, the last Paranormal Activity movie. Matter of fact, this one was much more boring at it. At least that they introduced guns in the last Paranormal Activity movie, and I thought that was a cheap little laugh there that I just laughed at, whatever. And here, there was nothing to laugh at. I didn't laugh at all. I didn't find anything funny. I found myself tired, bored, pissed off, remembering old, bad, hound footage horror movies that I didn't even like in the first place that belongs on worst of lists that shouldn't even been made in the first place. And then when the ending came, whatever, when you see this glowing head and you see the camera just shut off and then you see a repeat of these two people in Paris and this same Brazilian taxi driver picks them up and the screen cuts off black and says, "Devil's Dude." I was just like, where's the credit song where it says, "To learn more, visit www.youcangofuckyourselfagain.com." yeah. I fucking hated this movie. This probably would be on a worst of list. If I had to make one for January, this would be number one. This is probably the worst movie I've seen. Open Grave, Don't Worry No More. You're no longer on that death list right now because Devil's Dude just pushed you way up the fucking list or whatever. This movie was horrible. There's no redeeming quality of it at all. Not even shot-wise or whatever. It looked horrible. This fucking shaky cam, the whole movie.
Yeah. I mean, like, I gotta imagine you're giving it a fuck it, but...
Yeah, I started off with it, remember?
Right. And, you know what, I hate to say it, but I gotta go the same thing, just because, you know, there's a lot of stuff. Like, I would look at the trailers and commercials for this, and I was like, oh, there's some stuff that could maybe look cool in this. And every one of those shots that you see in the trailers and commercials are literally, like, 1 to 2 seconds, so it's like, wait, you can't even stay on the cool? I fucking give up.
Pretty much, if you saw the trailer, you saw those scenes that you thought were might have been cool in the movie, whatever.
Yeah, you really did. You really fucking did. And the only other one that was made that kind of woke me up is when you see the wife just after she cuts open the baby, and she's just laying there in a pool of her own blood. I'm like, okay, that, you know what? I'll give you that, but it's like, oh, you only stayed on it for 5 seconds. Fuck you.
I didn't give him that because it was dark in that room. I couldn't see shit or whatever. I just see her bloody-ass white dress or whatever that every exorcist white girl has to wear.
Mm-hmm. Which makes no sense whatsoever, but...
White women love those dresses.
We want to represent the light being taken over by the darkness. Oh, fuck you.
I think they got that mixed up with older white women or whatever because these couple look like they were probably in their late 20s or whatever, and... little kids they always was in the movie. The little girls. I don't think they wear these dresses. Whatever. These dresses look like they belong in the fucking Alabama region or something like that. So,
yeah. At least in the last exorcism it made sense because that was deep down south. So it's like, oh, that's just, they probably didn't have enough fucking money. Okay.
There's been so many of these. I don't even remember what the last exorcism movie was.
Last exorcism, another one of those where they don't fucking explain why she's possessed. It's just she's possessed.
That the Possession movie or whatever with that Jewish box or something? I don't even like
it. No, that was the one that Sam Raimi did. That was last year, I think.
I don't even remember.
Yeah. Well, I remember that one because I kind of liked that one because it wasn't found footage.
The problem with the... that's another thing. It's another fucking review where I'm going to say this or whatever. Not only is this movie just generic, but just like the other two other movies this week or whatever... It's just copying shit that we've already seen before, not doing anything new or showing anything new, whatever. And it makes itself out either it already hits bland in the first 10 minutes, generic territory. But you have the potential to get up there, you know, and go higher. But you just copied the same tropes of other bad movies that I don't like, or whatever. And when I say copied, I mean really copied.
Copied, yeah.
Or whatever.
he just pretty much went down to the bottom of the barrel to say, people are going to pay to see this, whatever, and this is what they like, because you know why they like it? Because they've been paying so much in those Paranormal Activity movies that they must like it. So, no, this is a high fucking, this is a mighty high old fucking whatever. This or is a joke, I'm sorry.
He just needs a swift kick in the ass.
It really does, whatever. Like, I swear to God, they're not making this franchise, I mean, not this franchise, this genre any justice or whatever. Once again, is because they're taking the DC route. We need to make things realistic.
Right. Hey, people, why don't you learn from the scariest movie of last year, 12 Years a Slave?
You know what? Just get Michael Fassbender. That's scary.
12 Years a Slave was the best horror film of last year, period.
And don't shave the beard.
All right. Well, welcome to January. Good night, folks.
12 Years a Slave. I knew.
Sam, we just gotta go. What? No, Sam.